All right, so let's just run through the Gemara over here, and we'll see Tosus, and we'll try to maybe the next couple of days. I get some of the different shitas here in the show, and see if we can come up with some working definitions here. All right, take it away. We're doing Mem Vav Amud Aleph in Sukkah, in an attempt to understand which mitzvos get shechian and which mitzvos don't, specifically focusing perhaps on the mitzvah of tefillin. Does a new pair of tefillin warrant shechianu? Does performing the mitzvah of tefillin for the first time warrant shechianu? Let's say it's not necessarily a new pair of tefillin, but you're doing the mitzvah for the first time. Say shechianu. I would say shechianu twice when you get new tefillin and when you do mitzvah for the first time, or maybe not at all. All right, so let's see. Okay, Mem Vav Amud Aleph Masechta Sukkah.
Not lula tseis, but omer baruch asher b'shanu mitzvotzav v'tzivanu al mitzvaz lula. Af al pi shebirach alav yom rishon, poz omer baruch kol sheva. Not lula sukkah liatzmo, omer baruch shachiyana v'ki emanu. Nifnas leishe ba, omer asher b'shanu mitzvotzav v'tzivanu leishe v'sukkah. V'ki emin shebirach yom rishon, shuv ein omer baruch.
Okay, so let's go through that. What does that mean?
When somebody makes a lula for himself, says shachiyana.
Right,
on the Erev Yom Tov.
On what? What's he making the... Right, Rashi's on Erev Yom Tov. What's he making the Shechianu on? Shechianu apparently on the fashioning of the Dal Minim to be able to use for Chas HaShem Mitzvah. Not a Birkas HaMitzvah, some form of Birkas HaSheva. Right? Okay.
We pick up the Lulav to be Yotze Mitzvah.
When are you going to do the Mitzvah for the first time? At least that Yom Tov.
Right, you say
Baruch Good. First day you make the bracha of Al Mitzvah Luv. That's the Berachas HaMitzvah. That's what you'd expect.
Right. Even if you make the bracha the first day, you still make the bracha all the other
days. That's right. But when it comes to day number two, you're still going to perform that mitzvah of what? Mitzvah Luv again. Albeit, Midrash Banan, you're going to make the bracha again. Alright, good. Right there.
So if you make a sukkah for yourself, you say...
Because when you build a sukkah, right? When you build a sukkah...
Yeah, if you say shechianu, if you want to be... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, when you sit in the sukkah, you say... Shechianu goes up with tivanu, lay sheba
sukkah. Okay, good.
But once, by the time you sukkah, once you make the bracha the first day, you don't say it anymore.
All right, so that we obviously know not to be the case. And that's what the Gemara goes into discuss. And saying, hey, one second, why is that? That's not our issue for now. That's the most cash. Okay? Let's just focus on that first part. Take a look at Tosfos now. Ha'osa.
Osa suka latzmo mavara shahana. Tzarech lefarish tam maishna diesh mitzvah shetikinu levara shahana.
Good.
Diesh mitzvah shalotikinu, the shalotikinu. Right.
What does that mean?
So you have to understand the reason why, but some mitzvahs they establish, you say shahana, and some mitzvahs they didn't.
Good.
Yasiya sukkah v'ulah tukinu. When it comes to sukkah v'ulah, they did make this tukana.
Good.
Did ashukhan hafa. That's what you see here. Yasiya tzitzis v'tfilah lo tukinu. But when it comes to tzitzis and tfilah, they didn't. In the farish of Yochanan, ma'im v'arech ha'tfilin shal yad v'tfilin shal rosh. Ma'im v'arech ha'tfilin yad v'tfilin shal rosh.
Right, as the Gemara over there doesn't parse out separate bracha that you make at the time of the Asiyah. Just the Gemara just talking about what bracha do you make on the performance. There's no treatment like you have over here by Sukkah. When you make the Sukkah, you say X. When you do the Mitzvah, you say Y. When you make the Lulav, you say X. When you do the Mitzvah, you say Y. You don't have that by Tefillin. The Gemara only discusses what brachas do you make when you perform the actual Mitzvah. So Tosfos reasons, okay, there's no Shechian to be said on Ha'osa Tefillin Latzmo, for example, or Tzitzis Latzmo, right? Alright, so what does that mean? We don't know yet, but that's what Tosfos is saying. Somehow it's lacking some kind of piece. You make a lulav, that gets a Shechian. You make a Sukkah, Shechian. You make Tzitzis and Tefillin, Lo Chashuvah. Okay, it's a little fair. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meaning, if there's no other bracha to be made at the time of the making, then stami not making shechianu either, right? He's not necessarily talking about shechianu there. It's not bracha in general. There's no bracha to be made on the asiyah. There's no bracha to be made on the asiyah. Stami is no shechianu either, if that's the reason. Right, so that is interesting, right? That is interesting.
Yeah.
You go to a pidyon haben, there is a shechianu. It's a rare mitzvah to be able to attend, right? Pidyon haben. We mentioned the other day, it's very difficult to get a pidyon haben. You need to have all your stars aligned. You need to be Israel. And the mother needs to be Israel, meaning not a bas kohen, not a bas levi. Father can be neither a kohen nor a levi.
A ger?
Yeah. Who, the mother is a ger?
Sure. Or the father, for that matter.
I'm not sure if that matters. Why would that? I'm not sure if that's a limitation.
Right.
Okay. No, it's still peter rechem. I don't see why that's. Right, so. Okay. Need to be. Israel father, and the mother needs to be the child of a father who is also a Israel. The child needs to be born naturally, and the first born child needs to be a male. So you already cut out a lot of the population, right? I do not have a pigeon.
Your son?
My son, I'm saying. My wife is a bas kohen, so I missed out. Well, it depends on how you want to look at it. If I missed out, I didn't have to do it. However,
five shekels.
It's not five shekels. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right.
So at the end, in the end of Avi Pesachim mentions pidyon haben gets, but we know that what that meal does not. But it's fine enough, if I'm not mistaken, they do make shechianu by a bris. Okay, if not mistaken. Right. Okay, good.
Because
you're causing the baby pain, let's say, for the verse, so you don't make shechianu, isn't that why?
Okay, it was Tzara D'Yanuka?
Yeah.
Could be, that's why you don't have music. Oh, let's see. Let's take one step at a time. Gemara and Suez.
Since they're simple, right? They establish.
Okay, good.
The Damina Baroa, the Mubarak al Kalim Kadoshim.
We see elsewhere that you make a bracha on new Kalim, make Shechianu on new Kalim.
Kasav Sherego, and the Losam Chinawa, the Maskinam Beperet Bechol Ma'arvin, the Ba'iram Midi, the Asim Mizamin, Mizman Zman.
Right, so it's not enough.
Right.
Not enough that it makes you simcha, right? That's apparently not enough. It also has to come Mizman. That's according to the sheet that he quotes. But then he says, you know what? There's a problem with that. What's the problem with that?
Pidyon haben
doesn't come from time to time.
What do you mean by Mizman?
Seasonally. Let's see what that means. Let's take a look at the Gemara Brochos, and then we'll try to. I'm sorry?
Not infrequently? I'm saying it can't be like infrequently. It's not something that's always happening.
You mean, let's say it happens once in a lifetime? Would that be infrequent?
No, I'm saying even like.
Or very rare?
Not very rare. I'm saying even like sukkah once a year.
So that's Mizman Lizman. We'll see what it means. Mizman. It has to occur with some regularity.
It has to be regular.
Some kind of regularity. But more than a certain amount. No, for you though.
You,
that's what you're saying. You can't say it's Mizman Lizman, pidyon haben. It's not like next year you're going to make a pidyon haben again.
Right.
Lulav you're going to make again. Sukkah you're going to make again.
Right.
Megillah you're going to make again. Shofar you're going to make again, right? All these mitzvahs that have simcha and Mizman Lizman. But it doesn't work as a rule per se. Alright, so let's take a look. If you don't mind, this is Gemara's over here, Brachos. Let's take a look at the Gemara and Brachos for a moment. It's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis.
You understand? I was looking for a smaller one, but it changes. It's a Leaning Tower of Gemara. Yeah.
Alright, someone volunteer to read here. Haya Omei Demakrev Menachos B'Yushalayim. What's the matter? There's a whole bunch of words here. Shabbos Zachin.
No problem.
Want to
smaller one?
No,
Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Haya Omei Demakrev Menachos B'Yushalayim. Omer. What? It's, I would say, the middle of the Amud. By the base of the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah.
No, what's the first word?
First one line of Yosef. It's a cross. It's yeah. Cross from Tosos Amar Rava and one line up. Say, cross from Tosos Amar Rava, one line up.
Say Yosef Chai Habitza.
No, cross from Tosos Amar Rava and one line up from that.
Even more complicated to find the next one. Is there, what's the first? It's just Omer
Yosef.
And that's a little
for
the bet next to it.
Uh huh.
Cross,
one line up. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef.
Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer
Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer
Yosef.
Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Yosef. Omer Okay, so guys, bringing the karbanos, bringing this karban, bringing karban mincha, says what we generally know to be the text of the shechian. Look at Rashi, Omer Baruch Shechianu, so on.
Yeah.
One second. Let's make sure everyone has the place. Rashi, if you're using the standard Gemara, standard printed Gemara, see what the source of Shas says. Me'ein Zera, Shabbos Samach Gimel and Beis. Right there. So right across from that, Rashi, Omer Baruch Shechianu. Right? So when is it? Every time you bring a mincha? Every time you bring a kar mincha, you make a Shechianu? No. Depends. If you didn't bring it, when? Yamim Rabim. What's that?
Doesn't say how much
Yamim Rabim. Good. So it doesn't say how much Yamim Rabim is. 30 days. And the Iri says, Pshat is 30 days. The Yamim Rabim means 30 days. If you haven't brought a kar mincha within 30 days, then you're going to make a Shechian. Take a look at Tosos Hayomei. Second Tosos on the page. Hayomei Umakriv.
All right.
Yeah.
Pirish Rashi. Fa'a bayis hamis nadir
mincha.
Yeah. V'dochei gadavu. Hayomei Umakriv mashma b'koein Umakriv.
So he's saying Rashi. Rashi's talking about Stam, a guy. He's bringing a carbon mincha and he hasn't brought one within the last 30 days. He says, you know what? I have a problem with that. Docha gadol. Why?
Because
he had a technical problem with it.
The haya omeidu makriv mashma
koin implies a koin. Right. If he sounds like he's omeidu makriv, it sounds like the person who's actually doing the hakravas hakarba, not just the person whose funds were donated.
The one that doing the action.
Who, the Kohen?
I'm saying, I can't read Rashi's meaning, the person who was...
For whom it's being done?
Before. Yeah, it's just...
Okay,
yeah,
okay, could be, that's what Rashi means, but Tosos is bothered by that.
There's another problem.
He's got another problem, right. Keep going.
V'chein lishna natlan la'achlan mashma da'akohen kai. Are you taking it to eat it?
And the Gemara goes viper, right?
Yeah.
Natlan la'achlan mevarecha motzu lechem en aretz. Like we have in Sukkah. When you make the sukkah, you make this bracha, shechianu. You make the loaf, you make shechianu. When you do the mitzvah, you make this bracha. Now, who's not long to eat? Who's eating the karma? The kain. So he's telling you, it must be the kain that we're talking about. Okay, now you have a problem.
But how is it?
Why is the kain making shechianu?
Right. So, v'nira b'kohen ha'omei l'hapriv rishon b'mishmarta.
It's the first time within his...
Yeah.
Within his...
Shmira.
Yeah, what's the term? Noun form?
Watch it.
Mishmar, and the thing is Mishmar. Right, the Kohanim basically served in shifts. Anshei Bayis, that was an Anshei Bayis, and then there were, the Anshei Besav, and there were Mishmaros.
Yeah.
They're broken up into basically larger groups and then smaller groups, and they would serve for a certain amount of time, either 1 week or 2 weeks, basically.
A year?
I think so, that's when it was worked out. So if that's the case, the first time when his cycle would come around. Oh, he explains. Yeah. Tosfos Sefer Zayis. The Chavdol Mishmaros Hayu. There were 24 Mishmaros, 24 sections of the Kohanim. Kol Shabbos Mischadeshes Mishmaros Acheres. They would cycle through these 24 Mishmaros. In Cain, Kol Mishmaros Eina Mishmaros El Beis Pam Bashana. There you go. That these groups of Kohanim would only serve twice in the year. The Kevin Sheish Tos Man Kavua. Good.
Mvarachin and Shechianim.
Right, so since this Kohen now would come to his moment in time of service at a fixed time, that's why it says Shechianu. The Loki the Pirush Rashi, the Menachos the Mari the Kohen Shelo Hikriv Me Olam. Not like Rashi, not like Rashi who says.
Not this Rashi.
Apparently not.
Rashi
we don't know where this Rashi is.
It was Rashi the Menachos.
No, the Menachos the Mari. I think Kipush Rashi. The Menachos over here, the Mairi Bekohen Shol Hikriv Me'olam. It could be that he's talking about Rashi and Menachos. I don't know. Huh? You have something over there? Like a Moshe Rashi?
Brought down, no, just at the end of our Tosos, it brought down
Tosos. At the end of what?
The end of our Tosos and brought down Tosos and Menachos.
Tosos and Menachos.
Right. I'm saying Rashi.
I don't know. Oh, that's good. I don't know. I don't know where this Rashi is, I'll be honest. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but it seems like he's talking about some other Rashi. But what's his claim? That Rashi, at least someplace else, says that we're talking about a Kohen who never did it in his lifetime. Never did it in his lifetime. Alright? There's one way to settle the matter.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying you could look and see if it's over there, yeah. Alright? I ain't hear him at all if you're looking?
Yeah, what do you want? In what, Menachos?
Is that what you're
looking at?
The Ozahar Brachos. Ozahar Brachos. Okay, we can look at Menachos and that fine hay.
Yeah, it's in.
He
brings down
that Menachos. Okay. Well, no problem, listen. Someone paid money for Ozahar, we might as well put it to good use. In the meantime, what do you see from, at least from this reference to this Rashi? That sometimes doing the mitzvah for the first time in your life is reason enough to make the Shechianu. Right?
What?
I love him. Right?
It's
Rashi. Tosos is Taina, thank you. Tosos Taina is not on the Yisod of that Rashi. I'm not saying it's not a true Yisod. Just saying that's not the Pshat. You don't have to say that's the Pshat. But you see, in terms of a rule of Shechianu, that mitzvah done for the first time could warrant Shechem. Ayin Hei Amun Aleph Big Pun?
Amun
Bez. Yeah, Ayin Hei Amun Aleph Rashi. You see there's two sets of Rashi over here? Again, I'm not so familiar with Menachos, but if you see there's two different sets of Rashi, there's the regular Rashi and then there's Rashi that's called Kisvei Yad. Maybe someone that's doing the daf could help us out. We just did Menachos recently. Do you see it? You see towards the bottom of the page? Right across from Rabbeinu Gershom? There's a different set of Rashis over there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no, I was just asking if you see it.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so if you look within those Rashis, the second set of Rashis, the so-called Kisvei Yad.
No bowl.
What do you say?
They're not bold.
But right. Among other things, there's no bold. So where is it? So yes, Dov is correct that the Rashi appears in Ayin Hei. Amud Beis in this Kisvei Yad Rashi, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 lines up in those Rashis. Haya Omeid, the Gemara says Haya Omeid Umakriv Menachos B'Yushalayim Omeid Baruch Shechiyon Kimanu and so on. Not Lom Ochon Omeid Motu Lechem Menorets. Yeah, that's Ayin Hei Amud Beis. You see it?
In the Rashi?
No, first I was just reading Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara is a little bit more than halfway down on Ayin Hamim Beis. In the Rashi, it's about seven lines up from the bottom of the Kisvei Yad Rashi's. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Hayah Omed?
Yep.
What does he say? Who's the Hayah Omed? Who's the hero of that statement?
Kohen Shelo Hevi Michlo B'Shan Hazu.
Kohen didn't bring a... Never brought a carbon this year. L'shna Achrina... So Rashi has two pshatim here. Two pshatim, who it could be. Either a Kayin who didn't bring the carbon this year. So what would that mean? What would be the basis for making Shechiyanu if that's the object of the Gemara's discussion? If we're talking about a Kohen who hasn't brought a Kohen this year, yeah, somehow, some simcha that's associated with the mitzvah, that's mischadish, means mamas man, right? As opposed to the second Lishna, no, the reason why he's doing it is because he's a non a Kohen, but he's bringing this Kohen for the first time in his life. That's the basis for saying Shechiyanu. The implication would be, if it was another time when this person would bring a Karban Mincha, he wouldn't necessarily make a Shechiyanu. Let's say for him, he hasn't brought a Karban Mincha in a year. Non-Kohen. It's not part of the Avodah. He just decides a few years later he wants to bring a Karban Mincha. Right? Would you make a Shechiyanu? No. If anyone sees that, I'm just... No? Go. You with me?
Uh-huh.
See, there's two different theories that are being proposed here as to why you say Shechiyanu. The first theory is because it's something that comes up, let's call it seasonally,
right,
once a year. Now you're doing your mishmar. You're part of this mishmar. It's the first time within this mishmar that you're bringing the karban. That's it. You know, it's not going to come around again until you're going to serve for 2 weeks, not necessarily consecutive 2 weeks, but and then what's going to happen? You're not going to be involved in this again until next year. That's the reason why you make a Shechiyanu. Or they say, no, the reason why you make a Shechiyanu is because this is the first time. This is not a mitzvah that you're going to get to do from time to time. This is a mitzvah you're going to do once.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll do it again, but it's the first time you're doing it. I should say, in this case, it's not necessarily a mitzvah like Pidgin and Ben. It's just the first time you're doing it.
Not like Pidgin and Ben?
It doesn't have to be like Pidgin and Ben. Pidgin, because you can do it again, but you did it once before. Okay? I know you didn't ask me this, but how about talis? How about when a person buys a new talis? Make Shechiyanu?
If it's the first time he buys talis.
I don't know. I'm just saying. At least it's what to talk about.
It happens every so often.
There's what to talk about. What's that? Yeah. The mitzvah? It's a daily mitzvah. Once you do it, you do it forever.
I think it's fine.
No, okay, I'm saying there's two issues now. There's the new talis itself. And there's the first time he's wearing it. Right, new things. That's Kelim Chadashim.
Right.
That's Kelim Chadashim. But I'm saying in terms of the mitzvah, so it's talking about making.
You talking about wearing?
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about buying it or wearing it, let's say.
Well, theoretically, talis under 3 times a day. So it happens all the time.
I'll say once you do it, once you start doing it. Let's say you never wear a talis, but now once you start wearing a talis, you're going to wear it forever.
Right.
It's going to be all the time.
Right.
Right?
Right?
Do you say, oh, it's the first time I did it, so make a Shechiyanu? Or tefillin. Let's take tefillin as a better example. The guy is now bringing the Karban Mincha, but he's going to bring the Karban Mincha every year, for whatever reason. So according to Rashi, the only reason why he makes it is the first time. Okay. How about the first time Bar Mitzvah boy starts wearing tefillin? Does he make a Shechiyanu on the fact that he's now doing the mitzvah for the first time? Even though it's a mitzvah he's going to do forever.
That thing itself is roi for all the time.
What's that?
That thing is roi for all the time, whereas a karban isn't necessarily roi. You just, the thing itself isn't just all the time.
Why not? The guy could bring a karban.
He could, but it's not...
It doesn't have to be brought every day.
Right.
But the point is that it's a mitzvah that he's going to be doing. Now, according to Rashi, the only reason why he would make it is if it's the first time.
Right.
Not because it's been 30 days since he last did it.
Right? Wait, whose one is this, the 30 days?
That's the Meiri says that's the Pshat in Yamim Rabim.
In Brachos.
Rashi says Yamim Rabim. What's the matter? Okay. See, it's too confusing?
Yeah.
Okay, right now all I'm saying is like this. There are two Girsos in Rashi and Menachos.
Okay.
Two Girsos in Rashi and Menachos. According to, or two Lishnos, two Lishnos. The first Lashon is that the Hayah Omeid is talking about the Kohen who's serving for the first time in the year. It's his first time this year that he's doing Yavoda. He makes a Shechiyana. That theory is proposing that there are times when you say Shechiyana or mitzvos that come up, mizman lezman, and you make it when the mitzvah first presents itself within that tekufa.
Right.
Akin to lulav.
Right.
Sukkah. Kriyas Megillah. Shofar. Right. Anything else we can think of? Anything else we can think of?
What,
falls into that category? You make a Shechiyana on the mitzvah. That's mischadish mizman lezman. Hanukkah. Right, so Hanukkah, Megillah. Does Matzah have Shechiyana?
No, I
don't remember. I don't remember why.
There is a.
Holly says no.
Kiddush, you're
on Kiddush. Oh, in Yontif in general. Yeah, okay, in general, on Yontif, you have it.
Cover all those things.
Right, that's a good question now. Why Mitzvah Matzah would not be. So that's
going to be on the Seder. That's part of it.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to have to wonder why. Okay, we could say the same thing. Why Moran doesn't have Shechiyana.
Right.
He doesn't go through all the details, but we'd have to plug in why this mitzvah doesn't have Shechiyana. But right now, Rashi gave one rule. What's the rule? It's a mitzvah that comes mizman lezman. And that's the Rashi talking about the Kohen. Rashi in the second Lishna, in the Kisveyad Rashi, saying, no, we're not talking about a Kohen who did the Avodah last year, he's doing the Avodah now again. We're talking about a person who's not a Kohen. Why is he making Shechiyana? Because it's the first time that he's bringing a Korban Mincha. The first time that he's Zocha to do this mitzvah. He makes a Shechiyana on that. So I'm asking now, our Bar Mitzvah boy,
right,
he's putting on Tzolom for the first time. If you go to the first Lishna, would you make a Shechiyana?
No.
Probably not. Yeah. Right? If it's the second Lishna,
then, yeah,
then yes. Right now, I'm saying, right, we have to take it a little further. Okay. Could we explain just these two mahalchim first? Why would you say, you know, why would you say Shechiyana was warranted in a case where I could do the mitzvah for the first time, but not necessarily in the case where, you know, the mitzvah comes up? Or would you say that? Or do you have to say that? Do you have to say that the second shita wouldn't agree with the first shita? I don't necessarily have to say that. The second shita could be saying it's two different times and you can make them Shechiyana, right? The second Lishna could say, we're talking about a non-Kohen, but the reason why you're making a Shechiyana is because of this. So the second Shita doesn't have to be rejecting the first Shita. The first, second Lashon doesn't have to be a rejection of the first Lashon. It could be an increase. It could be two reasons why you make Shechiyana.
The second Lashon is the one that says you do it when? The
first time, right. It's talking about a non-Kohen.
According to that first Lashon.
The first Lashon.
The second Lashon seemingly would hold that the first Lashon, if you do that, it would be a Rachel of Atala every other time you make it.
No, so that's what I'm trying
to disagree.
No, what I'm trying to say is he doesn't. The second lesson doesn't necessarily have to disagree with the fact that the Kohen would make the Shechiyana every year. Just including also, this could be a non-Kohen who makes it.
It's not his first time. It's not the Kohen's first time.
I understand. But what I'm trying to tell you is he doesn't say the Kohen who did it the first time. The second lesson, if he meant only the person who's doing it for the first time, he could have said, we're talking about a Kohen doing it his first time. He could have argued. He said, no, it's not a Kohen he did the first time this year. It's a Kohen he did the first time in his life.
That's the other Rashi.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Before we get to the, back to the other Rashi, I'm saying over here, it doesn't have to be rejection. It could be, oh, we don't only need to be talking about a Kohen who's doing it for the first time this year. It could be also talking about a non-Kohen who's doing it for the first time in his life. But for, like you said before, for the non-Kohen, it's not a cyclical thing.
Right.
Right? For the Kohen, it's a cyclical. It's something that comes from his man as man.
Right.
He has a Zman Kavua. Who's used that Lashon? Someone has a Zman Kavua Lashon. Someone?
Mm-hmm.
Tasis has that?
I don't know if anybody did.
I'm not making it. There's some stuff I make up, but that's not one of them. Well, I remember we saw it within the last few minutes.
Yeah.
No? Where was it? Tulsa's maybe? Yeah, it's Yes, Kiyon Shishlam Zman Kavua Mavarchim Shechiyana. See, that's all I'm trying to say over here. Between these two Lishnas, you don't necessarily have to say that the second Shita is a rejection of the first. It's expansive. It's more expansive than the first Shita. The first Shita is saying, something comes means man was man. We don't know what he would say about something that comes first time. That he's not saying. Saying something comes mizman l'zman. It may well be, according to that first shita, something that doesn't come mizman l'zman, but you got a one-time opportunity to do it, you wouldn't necessarily say shachyan.
No, but that's not mizman
l'zman. Because it's not mizman l'zman, exactly.
Right.
Now the kash is still pidgin aben. Pidgin aben still needs to be worked out. Tosis himself says, well, we got to work out pidgin aben. But the second lashon is saying, listen, it's not only mitzvahs that come mizman l'zman, it's also a mitzvah that person gets the opportunity to do the first time in his life. He also makes a shachyanu.
So how's that not arguing with first time sorry.
It's arguing insofar as it's not rejecting. I'm saying it's not a rejection. It's not saying you only make shachyanu in this case. That's what I'm saying. It's not that you only make shachyanu the first time you do a mitzvah. You make a shachyanu when you do a mitzvah mizman l'zman, and also a shachyanu when you do a mitzvah you do the first time. Second Shita?
That's the second Shita hold, you can do it with Mizman L'Zman.
Why not?
You only did it the first time. It could be Mizman L'Zman.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's the first time. That's
what I'm trying to tell you.
That's not a rejection.
Well, why do you have to say that?
So that's not what it is. Otherwise, yeah, they both agree that you do it the first time.
No, not necessarily. The first Shita could be saying it's only on those mitzvahs that come Mizman L'Zman.
Only Mizman L'Zman that you do it for the first time.
No.
That's what you're saying, the second Shita.
No. The second Shita? No. Maybe I'm not being clear. I'm saying like this. The first Lashon of Rashi is saying the only mitzvah for which you'll make a Shachianu is a mitzvah that comes Mizman L'Zman.
Right. And you do it every time.
Every time you make Mizman L'Zman. Second Shita is saying it's not just those mitzvahs. I agree with you. Those mitzvahs, you make Shachianu.
Each time.
Yeah, Lulav, you're going to make a Shachianu every year. Sukkah is going to make a Shachian every year. Okay. But you know what? There are also mitzvahs that don't come Mizman L'Zman.
And you do it the first time.
You do it when you
go. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, he's only saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Across the board.
Doesn't matter what you thought.
The first time.
That's what I'm. No.
Okay, fine. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I understand.
Right? Now, again, you have. That second Shita is okay with the Pidgin Aben.
Right.
Right? The first Shita is difficult with Pidgin Aben. Right? Chavchas Beis, Yodei Chavchas Beis, Dine Kisui Hadam. Chayv Levarech Kodem Shechas Asher Kishan Sotav Tzivanu Al Kisui Hadam Be'ofar. You know what? I never remember myself. Be'ofar? It's Ofar with an ayin, right? Ofar with an ayin and Afer with Aleph?
Yeah.
Just saying that to make me feel better, or you know? It sounds right. I think it's Ofar with an ayin and Afer with an Aleph. If that's not the case, I apologize to those that are listening along. Okay, Misha Shachat says the Rama Pam Rishon Mevarech Shechianu Al Kisui. If you're shechting for the first time in your life, you make a Shechianu. Aval Al Hashchita De Mazik Leberia. No, Lo Al Hashchita De Mazik Leberia. Every people say you don't say Shechianu on new shoes. You don't say tischadish on new shoes. The person gets a new pair of shoes. You know, when I was a kid, I remember someone told me this. He says, oh, you know, he says tischadish. Oh, he says, oh, I forgot. You don't say tischadish on new shoes. Why? You don't wish people that they should have to kill another animal. You don't tell them, oh, you should, you know, wear it well, like wear it out well. So, what do you see from the sermon? I missed out on this, by the way. When I was teaching the Masifta, a friend of mine came to Shech in the class. The Shech did the check-in, he did the Shechita, and he let me do the Kisui. So according to this Rama, if you do the Kisui, you make the Shechianu on the Kisui. So it's true. Okay, the Rama says if you're Shechting for the first time, and you're assuming the reason why he says that is because you're Shechting and you're doing Kisui, you usually go together. Let's say you didn't do that. Let's say you're just doing Kisui for the first time. So tell me you'd make a Shechianu on that. So I didn't make a Shechianu. But in any event, that's the Rama. So the Mechaber says, Yishecht, you make Asher Kisham Sosos Zivano to do the Kisui. Maybe just look in the Siddur to see if it has the Bracha in the Artsville Siddur. By the Bracha, I doubt it. But you know, they have some of those mitzvahs, like makeh, mezuzah. See if they have the mitzvah brachan, shechita, and kisei adam. But what does the Rama say here? You do a mitzvah for the first time, you say... You say the bracha of Shechianu. That's like which Lishna and Rashi? The second Lishna and Rashi. Yes? They can even make a bracha on those mitzvahs. They're not just like come his man, but they're brachas that you have the first time in your life to do. Yes? Yes, no? So the Shach writes the following over here. Is this the full sitter?
Yeah, weekday only.
Yeah, so it would be over here. Here, Alam Mila, 1 second. We got Alam Mila. Kriyas Hashem. I mean, let's be honest, that is more appropriately placed in the sitter than some other things. Shita is not necessarily going to be here. Pigeon Aben, also. Yes. 1 second, says the Shach. He has a question on the Rama. What's his question on the Rama? Question on the Rama is based on the Tosfos in Agamara. I think it's Eifer with an Aleph. Because the Shach now quotes, he says, Kedarina Bezuchush Amar Avram. Vanilchi Afar Ve'efer. Afar Ve'efer. Zochu Benov Lishne Mitzos. Vahavi Kimotzitis. Vesukkah den Rosh Shechiyan. Kachmufurish Beheshen. Rav Yedidi Mishpaira. Ad Kamashonah.
That's what he thought, right?
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. Vetzarhiyan. The Hagabi Tzitzis. The Hagabi Tzitzis came along the aim of Rosh Shechiyanu. El Imkin Kana Beged Chadash. Right? A talis. When would you make a Shechiyanu, if at all, says the Shach? Okay, if you buy a new talis, now it's under that category of Kalim Chadashim. You buy a new suit, you make a Shechiyanu. By the way, just parenthetically, it's a very interesting yardstick that we use to measure when you make a Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is very subjective. Shechiyanu for Kalim Chadashim, it really depends upon the person. The person's besimcha because he got this particular garment, then for him it's Shechiyanu worthy. If someone else buys them all the time, it's not so meaningful, then that person's not going to make a Shechiyanu.
Make a tuxedo.
What do you mean? You mean a person buys a tuxedo?
Yeah, if I were to buy a tuxedo.
You'd make a Shechiyanu on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, could be a guy's not so happy. Maybe his wife's making him wear a tuxedo.
Oh, really? So then you wouldn't say it.
I don't know if he's not happy about it. It's like making a Shechiyanu on a new fruit that you hate. Yeah. You make a Shechiyanu on a new fruit that you hate. Because Rosh Hashanah time and they put out those star fruit. And
star fruit are really tasty.
Does it make sense? Okay, mm-hmm. Pick some of those other things.
All of those fruits. Yeah.
What do they call some of those weird fruits?
Mame Sapote.
What are those weird fruits that come out?
Yeah.
Star fruit is just one of them, but they have some weird.
Like
porcupine, that one that looks like prickly pear or something.
Prickly pear, fantastic.
Fantastic?
Yeah.
Alright, man, listen. Some of those things are just bad.
I've yet to taste the best.
This is my time now. If they were so good, you'd see them the rest of the year. They bring everything else in. Why do you only see them around that time of year?
It costs a lot. That's why. It has nothing to do with
the whole world cares about Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, no one else eats them.
What do you mean? These things are eaten the world over.
The world
they're
over.
They're eaten in China.
Okay, China.
That proves
okay,
that.
Don't bring rice from China.
What do you mean?
You know, exactly. China. You know what they eat in China?
So?
They eat insects on a stick.
So?
Like that's a popsicle.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they eat them in Cambodia.
And then it's like, Cambodia. Another advanced country.
They got stuff in Australia.
Okay.
Thank you.
The point is that Shechiyanu is said in response to a simcha. So if you're not really the simcha, then it doesn't make sense to make that bracha.
So he's during simcha when he gets his son back.
Oh, okay, I'll see. In King, Kana Beged Chadash, Mitam, the Kana Kelim Chadashim. So, if you buy a new talis and now it's a Beged Chadash for which you're Besimcha, fine. Kimoshis Bar Baruch Hayim. But if you're just making the talis, Oset Tzitzis Beged Yashan, you have an older garment, and now you're putting Tzitzis on it, right? Eina Levarach Shechianu, like the Baal Itter says, Umar Yabahuv, Daki Moshe.
But there's no mitzvah to make tzitzis, and
there's no mitzvah to make a sukkah or lulav either, and yet there's Shechiyanu that are associated with it according to the Gemara. Right?
Yeah.
By the way, that's a good question. Why is that so? That's the next Taisus that we didn't.
Right after Yom Kippur, you're supposed to build the sukkah, you're supposed
right.
to start with the mitzvah.
Right, okay, but it's not a mitzvah per se, it's right. a hechsher mitzvah. Ubevusham, v'hochi mashma nami betosus perek lulav arava. Which tosus is that? That's the tosus we just did. Memvav amen aleph. Ha'osa sukkah shekosu hatam de'in mevarchan shechienu hatzitis v'tzilin. Why is there no special bracha? Mishun blo tikkun shechienu ela mitzvah sheish basimcha. The mitzvah doesn't have a shechienu. In mevarchan hatzitis v'tzilin when you're making it. So he has to try to now distinguish why kisui is different. Okay? So he goes into the whole discussion. Let's hold off on that for 1 second. What do you see from the shach over here? He understands that Tosos is saying that you don't make a shechiyano on tzitzis and tefillin because they didn't make shechiyano on a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah of simcha. Then the shach goes on and he seems like maybe he's arguing on the Ramah. And you don't make a berachas shechianu on something that's not nischadesh. Mizman, mizman. I mean, it's a total rejection of the position of the Ramah. I'm skipping ahead towards the end here. Avot zerach iyum lefize amay lo mevarchim betzitzis v'tzilon shar mitzos she mischanchim behu v'chein ein mevarchim shechianu al kiddushei isha. Person gets married. Pretty happy about that, hopefully. You put up a mezuzah. No shechian over there. Meaning you're doing it for the first time. It still has to have zman kavua. That case, the ain mischad shows yosem ibeis pam b'shana. The kivan sheyesh lam zman kavua mevarch shechianu. Halav hachi, lo imkin who adim kisui b'tzorachian. The shach is taking the Ramah to task. The shach is saying, 1 second. Who says you make a shechianu on this mitzvah?
Which one?
Who says you make a shechianu kisui adam? Maybe you only make a shechianu kisui on a mitzvah that has a zman kavua and it comes meis leis. It comes from time to time. Whatever the lashon was over there.
Yeah.
Right.
If you go back to simple factor, I would say the one.
Simple's not enough. Apparently, simple's not enough. That's what he's saying. That's what that sheet is holding. It's not enough. It's simple plus. You need simple. Even our Tosos, right? Even Tosos and Sukkah. What's his lashon over there? Towards the end. Of course, it's the one at the bottom of the pile.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that you can see me do it with a set table.
Yeah, I have. I have actually.
You seen me do that?
No, you've done it too.
No. So towards the end of Tosos there, he says, "You are kriyas halal mevarich v'nei the mitzvah sheishal as simcha tikkun shechianu." So first of all, has to have simcha. Okay, the mevarich al kelim chadashim katsav Rashira delo samchin Rashira gam delo samchin Allah the maskinim perik b'chol ma'arven the ba'inam midi the asim mizman lazman. No, it's not simcha alone. It's simcha plus mizman lazman. But the kashim mipidgin aben. But that's the problem with pidgin aben. In other words, you need simcha, you need zman lizman, but pidyon ben needs to be worked out. So the shach over here seems to be going with that mahalach. With the mahalach of those shittas that say, you need zman kavua, and you need zman lizman, and you need simcha. So, if a mitzvah doesn't have any simcha accompanying it, okay, so that's for sure out. So how come kisa adam, you may be happy to do it. Shita, you could say, you're killing, so we're not so thrilled about it. Kisei Adam is already one step removed, so we don't have that problem. So the Ramah says, okay, you say Shechianu, the first time you get to do it, second Lashon of Rashi. But, says the Shach, 1 second, most Rishonim, or many Rishonim, learn that you only make Shechianu in those cases where, like the first Lashon of Rashi.
Why does it have to go by the particular of the mitzvah? Why not just Simcha Shal Mitzvah?
What does that mean? Simcha Shal Mitzvah, every mitzvah should be she gets shechianu. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm happy that I'm following the Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah, but clearly the ones you do less frequent is more of a simcha of shal mitzvah.
Well, you gotta define what that means. What does simcha shal mitzvah mean? I mean, we throw around that term and people say simcha shal mitzvah. What does that mean?
Okay.
No, I'm not trying to be difficult.
Think just because you're killing an animal, if that's your first time and it is a mitzvah, you are going to be more excited about it than putting two on
it. You might be, but that's not appropriate to say shechianu.
Even though the blood is spritzing,
not appropriate to say. Look how happy I am. Just like it's not appropriate to say Halal Shalom sometimes. When the Mitzvim were drowning, okay, we were happy, but Maisa Yadai Tovim Beyam, and Yatem Vatem and Mashir was not appropriate. Even when it comes to animals, yeah, a person has to have a certain sense of respect for life.
Wait, when the Mitzvim were drowning,
it wasn't appropriate. It wasn't appropriate to say Shir at the Yam, right?
So what happened? They went inland, and then they said Shir.
No, that's what it says, that Miriam, she was punished for that, right? Okay, that could be. That sounds familiar. What you're saying? Where is that? That's mentioned in the Talmud.
I thought it was like one of Rebbe's essays or something.
Okay, I'm saying I don't know if that point itself is not. That's where you saw it. I mean.
Well,
that's where you saw it.
Yeah, but yeah, it is mentioned in the Talmud. The thing about the Shira.
Yeah.
But the angels didn't say Shira. Yeah.
Okay, that notwithstanding, the point is that you're right. Even the guy could be happy, but not necessarily appropriate to say Shachianu. Although it is funny, it's sort of funny, when a person hears that a relative died and that he's getting Yerusha, the halacha is that he says Bracha.
Yerusha
is getting inheritance.
Ah, yeah.
The question, which ones does he say first? Does he say Atovim Meitir, or does he say Bracha Dayamas? Uh-huh. Yeah, you do say a certain Bracha on the fact that you're getting Yerusha. It's not on the thing itself.
The fact is, this is a mitzvah, so
I'm going to
make
Shachianu
on it. Not on the actual...
Not on the death of the animal, but...
On the... Right.
Wait, so there's a bracha you say upon getting inheritance?
On good news. When you hear good news, you make a Tovah Meitah. If it's good for you and good for others, you make a Tovah Meitah.
So what do you say? Bracha Hashem, Okay, Malkalam.
Tovah Meitah. I don't remember where we left off. I'm sorry, you want to ask me something?
No, I had a joke whenever it's appropriate.
Okay, so let me finish and then we'll give you the floor for your joke. So in Siman Kaf Beis, in Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Tzitzis, Kana talis. Talis here means the beggar. It doesn't necessarily mean what we call talis. Kana talis. Va'asa bo tzitzis. And you put the tzitzis on. Meaning, it's really very precise the way the Machaber has it. Va'asa bo tzitzis. It's not called putting tzitzis on, it's making tzitzis, because before it's just chutim. It's not tzitzis, right? It's chutim. So you made the tzitzis. Says the Machaber, Mvarach Shachyan. Now you make Shachyan. Why? The little gar mikelim chadashim. It's no worse than a new suit. Now you're gonna be able to wear this thing. So now it's like a new suit. Okay, very good. Says the Ramah im lo birich b'shas asiya mevarich b'shas ituf rishon. That's the rule, by the way. Some things, if they're usable, the proper time to make the shechianu is when you buy it. Something that's not usable yet, you make the bracha when it's you wear it for the first time. You buy a suit, you can't wear it off the rack because it needs to be altered. You make the shechianu when you wear it. If it's something that you could buy right away and wear right away, make shachianu when you purchase it, because that's when you have the simcha. For something that you should have made the shachianu on when you purchased it, but you didn't, the next appropriate time to make the shachianu, if you still feel the experience of the simcha, if you're still enjoying the purchase, the next best time is to do it b'shas levisha. Says the Taz over here, and with this we'll conclude for today. The Taz says, okay, it's not only tzitzis to which this would apply and hold true. Rather, even with regard to tefillin. Okay, here's the lashon of the Taz. This is again Chaf Beis Sif Katan Aleph. Also about tzitzis. V'tel sefta shehevi Beis Yosef v'ikshu Beis Yosef lama lo kosev kein gabi tefillin. How come the Machaber doesn't have this brought down, or rather I should say, how come Tosefta doesn't bring it down regarding tefillin? But Ram kosev be'emes kein. Ram says, yeah, it is the case with regard to tefillin. Gam gabi tefillin. V'tirates, Beis Yosef explained, b'shem Mahari, v'svir leila tuur she'in mavarchan shechianu ela al mitzvah demizman lezman. Mashma, I'm sorry, kidem mashma hilchos Pesach. So what about tzitzis? So if you hold like that first shita, that first Rashi, that the only time you make the shechianu on a mitzvah is the one that comes mizman lezman, what about tzitzis? Oh, kosev kan kana talis also bo v'chule, aval ein haloshen shalatur Mora alze shlo hiski rak tzitzis velo talis. He's not mentioning the kinyan of the talis specifically in the tour. The tour doesn't make it seem like it's only about buying new kalim. Venir kavanas tour de mela. Also by tulum ne the gam betulum came by tulum should also be that way. So according to the Taz, it would seem that when you do a mitzvah for the first time, you would say Shehechyanu, like by Kisi Adam. Maybe we'll see the rest of that Taz tomorrow. He brings in Kisi Adam at the end. You could take a look at it, but just at the very end, he says like this, Mikom Makom, the Taz Paskins. So we have something in Machlokas here. Bein Betzitzis, Bein Betfilin, Yesh Levorech Bepam Rishona Shemavorech Alehem Shehechyanu. Just like we find in Yoredeya regarding Kisi Adam, like we saw previously. All right, and he says you should learn from there to all mitzvos. So this is a major machlokes. What is a person to do when he performs a mitzvah for the first time? Let's say tefillin. Is he supposed to make a shachriyan or not? Well, it depends. If you look at the shach, it seems maybe not like that. If you look at the taz, clearly, yes. If you look at the ramah, I would say the ramah is not, it shouldn't be unique to Kisi Adam. The ramah should be a yisod. Alright, so we'll have to flush this out. I mean, I'd like to approach it in terms of psak and also in terms of lomdus, so we can get a nice mahalach over here. So we know we'll continue this tomorrow. Everyone's around tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, good. So we'll continue for the next few days. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe get this recorded, actually?
You want this recorded?
Yeah, if it's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Must be good.
Are you on
the page?
Go ahead.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so what you call a guy who is a true master of the Tosfos, he knows it so well that not only can he recite it all, but he can even make additions to it. He's called the Baal Tosef.
Excellent.